Okay. By Davroli Kimel Moshe, by Yairei Love and Hashem. The Kim spoke to Moshe and he said to him, I am Hashem. The Eirel Avram, Yitzchak, Rel Yaakov, Kel Shakar. I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the form of Kel Shakar. Shmi Hashem lo yinoidati lahem. But I never appeared to them in the form of Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Rashi says over here, Va'erel Avram with Yitzchak Vel Yankiv, Va'erel Ha'avos, I appeared to the Avos. So the question is, what exactly is Rashi telling us over here? I appeared to the Avos. Everybody knows that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Avos. So what exactly is Rashi's Chiddush? So I saw a pshat brought down in the Sefer L'Sitcha Elyon, Meshem the Rosh Yeshiva of Netzach Yisrael in Sunderland, Hagoyin of Shabsai Zon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a time on Moshe Rabbeinu here. I appeared to the others and they never asked me, you know, who I am or what name I should say. And to you I appeared, you asked me different questions. So the question is, how can you have a time on Moshe Rabbeinu? The others had Doshim, they were Mamish, they were the Merkava L'Shchivah. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he eventually became the greatest single person in Klal Yisrael, but we're talking about over here, way before Matan Torah. He wasn't yet holding by that Madrega. So how could you have a time on Moshe Rabbeinu? The Eirel Avram and Yitzchak Vel Yankiv, they didn't have any kashas on you. So for that, Rashi says, Va'Eirel Ha'Avos. They are the Avos of Klal Yisrael. And by Avos, the children are like the Avos. They bequeath to us the spiritual genes to have the same qualities as them. And if they did not question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in your spiritual makeup to emulate those others, and to b'meila also not question. That's why Rashi says over here, Va'erel Avos, Hashem said to Moshe, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the others, and you yarshin their characteristics from them, and it's in your genes to be able to accept something and not to question. And the emphasis that this is really a time on all of us. I mentioned last week that we're like a bottle of Snapple. We're made from the best stuff on earth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected the materials for which he wanted to build Klal Yisrael. And the others of Klal Yisrael, they are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankai. So there's a tefillah on us as well to use those spiritual genes to the greatest advantage. I mentioned already a couple of times the Chosid Yaivitz that lived in the times of the Spanish Inquisition. And he said that the people that were able to be Oymid Minasoyin and not accept upon themselves the Catholic religion, they were the Pshutei Am. They were not the big philosophers. They were not the big thinkers. Simple people. And Adarabba, those that were the philosophers and they were the big intellects, they were not able to be Aymed B'Nisayin. And he says the reason why. Because those that were thinkers, they were Saymach their belief on their understanding of things. So when Nisayin came, you know, if they were a little bit wishy-washy, they fell. But the Pshutei Hamayin Am, they based their emun on what they heard from their fathers, and they from their fathers, and they from the generation before, all the way to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their faith was immovable. So if a person believes, because that's what I heard from my father, and that's what they heard from the previous generations, the roots of that emuna is very, very stark. It's immovable. It's not shy of the bunch. That's the pshat over here, Va'era El Ha'Avos. The Gavani Shomati is Nakas B'nei Yisrael. I also heard the cries of the B'nai Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim Avidim Oysam, Va'ezkar Ez Brisi. And I remember my covenant with the Avos that I'm going to deliver the children from the Golos. That's the Pashtip Shad. But Rav Yainas and Aipshit says there's a remez of the Pasuk over here to a Medrash. The Medrash says that the Golos did not start until the B'nai Yisrael started being Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. Kozman had the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the schus of Bris Milah stood for them, that they shouldn't become Meshubah to the Mitzrayim. Once they started being made for that bris, that's when the Shiva started. So Dr. Yanis and Aipshis, this is the remez in this pasuk over here. The gaba nishama adias nakas in Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim avida maisa. I heard the cries of Bnei Yisrael that the Mitzrayim are enslaving me and making them work. But why is that happening? But Eskar is brisi. I remember the bris mila. And I remember that they were made for that bris, and that is a goyrim of them falling into the shibud. I will take you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim. I'll save you from their avodah. I'll take you to me for a nation. And you will know Sivlois Mitzrayim. Now, Chayra, Cheskel Abramsky asks a question. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. After the V'lokachti, you will know that I am Hashem. It already said Hashem in the very beginning. Tell them ani Hashem. That's already in the very beginning. So what does it mean over here? V'lokachti Hashem lilom, and then you'll know ani Hashem. That was one of the first things Hashem said that should have come way before. And also, Hamoitzi Eschem Yitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. That they're first going to know after the Velokachti. That was the first stage of the Gula. Vaitzesi Eschem Yitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? And when I take you for a nation, then you'll realize that I am the one that took you Yitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Wasn't that the first stage of Gula already? Zachary Cheskel Abramsky. That a person is able to see the Neflois Abayre, and you can see the Godless Abayre, and you can tell him great things, Beferish. If he doesn't have the Hashkafas HaTorah, he does not yet see things with the clarity. He sees things, they're shaky, but he does not see it with the clarity. At the end of the pasuk, it says, the Lakachti Eschem Lila Om, that the Rishonim speak out of Gong Amayim and Har Sinai, Kabbalah HaTorah. At the time that they're makabel the Torah, then they're going to get a new hashkafa, a new outlook on life, and then all of the things that happen, they're going to have a totally new outlook, a totally new clarity on what happened. And even if they already heard earlier Ani Hashem, that Ani Hashem is going to be a totally different Ani Hashem from the perspective of Maimon Har Sinai. And even though they knew Vayitzesi Eschem, Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, but now with Das Torah, with the Hashkafas Torah, with the clarity, there's going to be a new Hoytzesi Eschem, Ani Hashem, Hamoytzi Eschem, Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. A Torah Dike outlook changes the entire perspective. It says in Sefer Dvarim, Sha'alo Vichov Yagedcha, Zekeinecha V'yomru Lach. So the Mepharshim says, what's this double lush? Ask your father and he'll tell you, Zekeinecha V'yomru Lach. I once saw a pshat. For the facts of history, Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha, you can ask your father, he can tell you the facts. Over to touch up those facts, to get the right perspective of what those facts represent, Zekeinecha V'yomru Lach, V'davka need the Zekeinim Zeshekon Lachachma. You have to have the Hashkafas HaTorah to be able to shed light on what happened. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. It's only after the V'lokachti Eschem Lila Am. After I take you, you'll have Maimon Har Sinai, you'll have the Torah perspective. Only then will you really fully understand what Ani Hashem is and what Hamoitzi Eschem Yitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim is. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe al Aaron, Vayitzaveim al Bnei Yisrael. He commanded them to the Bnei Yisrael, Vel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchuma. What does it mean? Ve'el paroi melech Mitzrayim. Vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says you should have savlonis for them. As the Medrash says, they're tarchonim, they are sarvonim, they're a tough group. You have to have savlonis for them. Ve'el paroi melech Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down the Medrash Tanchuma. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heyunoyigim boy kovet. And the Mechilta says the same thing in next week's parasha. In Parshas Boy, it says over there, V'yordu kol avodecha elai. Moshe Rabbeinu really should have said, you will come to me, begging me to stop the Makkah. But Derek covered, he was not covered Malchus, he didn't say it on Parley. It said, V'yordu kol avodecha elai, you have to be not covered Malchus. which is a Pella. Paran was a Russian Marusha. Para, a sinister person, was willing to kill so many babies. He was willing to murder them. He was a Shrek-like person. And Afal Pikein, there's Indian of Kovin Malchus. You have to understand, how does that work? Furthermore, there's a Gemara in the Sefer, the Shabbos, Dafir Aleph, Amar Aleph. Very interesting Lashon. Omar Rav Bar Mechasya, Omar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Omar Rav. Im Yihiyu Kol Hayamim Diya, if all the seas were ink. Va'agamim Kul Mutzim. And all of the marshes would have reeds that would be turned into pens. The Shamayim Yerios, and the skies would be parchment. The Chol B'nei Yodam Lav Lorim. And all the people would be Seifrim. And my speaking Lichtoy Chalolo Shel Malchus. They would not be able to write down the depths of what goes on in every Malchus. Rashi says over there, Chalolo Oymek Libe Shel HaMoshe. The depths of the heart of the ruler. He has to have a heart, he has to have a heart in his mind on how many countries for the taxes and to fight the wars and how many laws he has to pass, and all in one day. So the chalol, the amkus of the malchus, is ma'ridik. So Rishon Shwab asks the question. The Gemara is using the lashon over here that we use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These amounts of the lashon is of Agdamas. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If all the sky was paper and all the seas were ink and everybody, that's what we use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way the Gemara describes Joe Biden. The same expressions that we express for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Putin or whoever it is. We're talking about a Goy Shekin, even a Goy Shekin we're talking about over here. So what's the pshat? And not only if he's a government, but if he's a Russia, how can you use these terms? So Shimon Schwab says, I'm going to do the thing that the Malchus that are sent, the Goyish kings, they're not the rulers over Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that really rules on us. And he brought these kings there to rule over us. V'harayah. It says in the Pasuk, V'avgam Zois, B'yoysam Beretz Ve'yem. Loi ma'astim, I didn't discard them. Loi ga'altim, I didn't famiyas them. L'chaloysim lo'afim b'risi yitam. I'm with you with them in Galus. That means Hashem is ruling over us over Galus. Narvas, if there are kings that rule over us, or presidents, or governors, or mayors, or whatever, these are all shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and leiv malachim v'sarim b'yan Hashem. And whatever their geyser, b'em, this is really min Hashemayim. See, he touches that shot. We wouldn't be able to write about chalolo shel malchus. The chalol is a void. The chalol is emptiness. So why do we use such a lashon l'gabi the malchus? The teretz of the be'emes, they are really empty inside. There's nothing to them. It's not they that are ruling us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's ruling us. And he is the one that places in their hearts the different ideas, the different zeiras, the different lockdowns, whatever it is that we don't like. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're being mechabed, the malchus, it's not the pshat, you're mechabed, that personal person. Not that they were mechabed pari personally. You're being mechabed the malchus, the general institution of malchus, which is really an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this is shenin of kabed malchus. The Gemara says, M'sechtes brachas, V'dalgin ha'yinu al gabi aroinais. To take a shortcut, to go see the king, we used to skip over the kfarim. As a shortcut to go run to see Kavod Malchus, a person should run to see Kavod Malchus. In case he's Zoyche, he'll be able to see the difference between the Malchus of the Goyim and the Melech HaMashiach. What a major difference it is. But even the Melech of the Goyim is an Indian of seeing. Why? Because they are Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's really the Malchus of Hashem. And what Chazal say, Malchus of the Ara, Kein Malchus of the Rekia. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing, the Malchus down here, except he does it al yidei shluchim. The pasuk goes on to say, Vayitzaveim al bnei Yisrael, vel paray melech Mitzrayim. He commanded them to the bnei Yisrael and to paray melech Mitzrayim, lo hoitzi as bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take the bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim.
So
Meshach Chachmi asks a question. Bishloima the El Pari Melech Mitzrayim, Lahitzi has been a Yisrael Mieres Mitzrayim. That makes sense. They were Avodim to Pari. So he sent them to tell Pari to send them out. But what does it mean by Yitzaveim El B'nai Yisrael? Lahitzi has been a Yisrael Mieres Mitzrayim. They were Avodim to B'nai Yisrael. So that doesn't make sense. By Yitzaveim El B'nai Yisrael, El Pari Melech Mitzrayim, what did he command them to say? That is very appropriate for Parod. Tell Parod to send them out. But what does it mean by Yitzaveim El B'nai Yisrael? Now, because Al Darsh, Yitzaveim El B'nai Yisrael is going on different things. To be soluble them. But what's the Parshat of Shat in the Pasuk? Parshat of Shat in the Pasuk is they were sent to B'nai Yisrael. L'hoitzi B'nai Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. How's that? How does that fit in? To tell the Yidden to send Yidden out of Mitzrayim? So the Meshech Chochma says that it's Yitochin, he says a Chiddush Gadol. It's Yitochin that amongst the B'nai Yisrael there were people that were higher than the rest of the nation. They were aristocrats, they were wealthy, they were freer than other people of the nation. And it's Yitochin that they owned Avodah. And the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sent Moshe and Aaron as a shlichus to Parai, they really had two shlichus. One shlichus was to the aristocrats amongst the B'nai Yisrael that owned Avodim, and he told them, you have to free these Avodim now. And secondly, to Pari Melech Mitzrayim. In fact, the Yerushalmi says so beferish. The Yerushalmi says, what does it mean by Yitzaveim or B'nai Yisrael? He was mitzaveh them on the Mitzvah Shiluach Avodim. Now, it's not clear what that means. There's some that teach he gave them the mitzvah of sending away an Eved Ivri after 6 years. He gave them that mitzvah now. And the first we speak about why he gave them that mitzvah now, even though it's not Negeya, until you come into Eretz Yisrael. But the Meshech Chochma teaches the Yerushalmi. By Yitzaveim El B'nai Yisrael, like the Yerushalmi says, the mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim, he says it comes out there were certain Shvatim that were aristocratic and they owned Avodim. And they were told before you didn't go out of the shrine, they all have to be with their shvatim. They cannot be avodim to anybody else. Now, who were these aristocratic shvatim? So the Meshech Chochma wants to say they were Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, and Shevet Levi. We find later on, the Medrash says, in Medrash Rabban Parshas Nosei, Levi, who was not in the Shevet of Mitzrayim, did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Reuven only got a chelik be'Eber HaYarden. He didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael proper. It could be for this very reason, because Reuven was not in the Shiva, because Reuven was one of those aristocratic Shvatim. And Shimon did not get a chelik of his own. He got a chelik amidst Yehuda. Shimon Levi Yachim, Achalkin, B'Yakov, they did not have a real chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They got a chelik amidst Shevet Yehuda. So it could be that a reason for that was because none of them were in the Shevet Mitzrayim. Why Taka were they not in the Shevet Mitzrayim? So the Meshech Chochma says something very interesting. Because Yaakov Avinu was merachik them with his brothers, Ruvein b'ni b'chayri, Yeshua says, Pachas kamayim al toyser. Shimon v'lei b'yachim klei chomis mechei reiseyam. So it could be that they might have thought that they were nidche from being amongst Klal Yisrael. And if that would be the case, they could easily go off the derech. If they would be meshuvah in Mitzrayim, they could easily go off the derech. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha had it that they should not be in the Shevet Mitzrayim mamish. They were from the aristocrats. And that way they didn't have it so difficult, and that way they remained on the derech. Lefidus, the Meshech Chochma says, a pelodic thing. When it says, Yitzaveim El B'nai Yisrael, right away it's miyaches, Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi. It tells us the yichus of all of them. Like, why does it tell us the yichus all of a sudden in the middle? It tells us their yichus. Only Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, no other Shevet. The Fidus, it comes out very good. The Torah is telling us a chiddush by Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They remained faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They remained with that she'ifa to go out of Mitzrayim. They remained pure. Like Shinu Eshmam Malbusham. They did not integrate into the Mitzrayim Dikki culture, they remain pure. But it's a chiddush by Reuven, Shimon, and Levi Davke. Even though they might have felt nidche by Yaakov Avinu because of he didn't give them brachas mamish, And for that reason, they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because they were not part of the Shibuk, but they remained faithful. They also remain part of the Geula. This is a shtickel, an original shtickel that the Meshech Chochma says over here. By the Makkah of Orev, it says, by the Makkah of Dever, the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem es Hadever, Hazemi Machros, Vayomos Kol Miknei Mitzrayim, Umimiknei B'nei Yisrael Loimeis Echad. Not one bit of cattle, not one cattle, piece of cattle, of the B'nei Yisrael died. Yishlach Paro, and Paro sent a message. V'hine lo imeis mimikne Yisrael ad echot. Until one did not die. V'yichbad le Paro, v'le shilach hazar. So Paro hardened his heart, and he did not send out the nation. So you have to understand, what is the difference from what it says? U'mimikne b'nei Yisrael lo imeis echot. But when Paro sent someone to find out, it says lo imeis ad echot. What is the difference between Loimeis Echad and Loimeis Ad Echad? Secondly, why did this Loimeis Ad Echad cause Pari to harden his heart? So the Gros says, the Gavala, the Gipshan, the Vilna Gaon says that one single cattle died, and that belonged to the son of Shloimeis Bas Divri, the son that she had conceived from the Mitzri that was Mizana with him. So technically speaking, even though normally we go buser the mother, as far as deciding who a Yid is and who a Goy is, but that's only La'achar Matan Torah. But Koyda Matan Torah, we went after the father. So really, even though his cattle died, but he wasn't a Yid, so the Torah is telling us like this. Not one died from the Yid. But Pari was under the impression that since his mother is a Jew, he's also a Jew. So he sent a message, and it said, ad echod, up until one did not die, but one did die. That's why he hardened his heart. Based on that one cattle that he perceived as belonging to a Yid, which just goes to show you how Rishon worked. Every piece of cattle could die. Every single one. But one doesn't. And it's from a person that's a questionable Yid. And that's enough of a string to Pari to hold on to why he's not going to be made that Hashem is the one that runs the world. That's how he ties the Vilna Gaon. Vayomer Elav Moshe. By the Borah. It says, "Vayomer Elav Moshe." Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paray, "Kitzesi esoir, when I leave the city, Ephrai says, Kapay al Hashem, I'll spread out my hands to Hashem. Hakolis yemgolon, the thunder will stop. Vahaborag lo yiyeoid, leman teida ki Hashem haoretz, in order that you should know that the land belongs to Hashem." Rashi says, "What does it mean, Kitzesi esoir minoir?" When I leave the city. But inside the city itself, he didn't daven, because it was full of Avodah Zarah. So the question is, what's up with this Makkah? Makkah's Borod is different, the marshal from Makkah's Arav. By Makkah's Arav, it says, Hinei Enochi Yoitse Meyimcha, Ve'atarti El Hashem. The minute I leave you, I'll daven to Hashem. Vayetze Moshe Meyim Paroi, Vayetar El Hashem. It's Mashma, the minute he left Paroi's palace, he davened. He was in the city and he still got it. By Tzvardim, it says the same thing. By Yitzchak Moshe V'Aynei in Paroi, by Yitzchak Moshe El Hashem, Pashtus is Mashna. The minute they left the palace, they already cried out to Hashem. It doesn't say over there that they had to leave the city. So Vosef is over here, they had to leave the city. So Mishulei Diskin says, Amari the Kibshat. He says, it's a Dabri Yodua, that the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim was the sheep. Like it says in the Pasuk, that was an abomination to them. People that kept sheep, that was to them mias, because sheep was their avodah zarah. And their derech was to keep the sheep outside of the city. They kept them out in the fields, like the Ramban says. They kept them out in the field. And the field was outside the city. So now comes that very good. because by Makas Sfardim, by Makas Orev, the Avodah Zarah was outside in the field. That's where it was normally. So Mela wasn't inside the city. So there Moshe Rabbeinu had no problem davening inside the city. It wasn't Mola Yilulim, it wasn't Mola Avodah Zarah. But Dafka over here by Makas Bard, it says, Hayore Esvara Shemei Avdei Paroi, Heinis Es Avodah Vesmiknei, well, Habatim. They brought them into their barns, into their storage places inside the city. So now the Avodah Zarah was inside the city. So Dafka now Moshe Rabbeinu had to go out to daven. He didn't want to be in the city when the Avodah Zarah was there. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashkem baboiker v'hisyatsi v'lifnei Paroi. Wake up in the morning and stand before Paroi. It's a state in Medrash that Paroi, when one entered into Paroi's palace, there was a small door. And Paroi kept an Avodah Zarah near him. So being that it was a small door, the people had to bend down when they came in, they were mele bound down to their Avodah Zarah. Paris Avodah Zarah. But when Moshe and Aaron came in, a nace happened, the door widened up, and Mamela they didn't have to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. So the Alshach HaKadosh says that that's what's Merum is in the parsha over here. By Yomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashkem HaBoiker, V'Hisyatzei V'Lifnei Paroi. You could stand up, Molei Premoska, you're not going to have to bow down, because the door is going to widen up. You can walk in straight. Similarly, by Yaakov Avinu, it says the same thing. It says, by Ya'amidehu lefnei Paro. He stood him up in front of Paro. Right? Also the same thing. The door it wasn't small, it widened up, and Yaakov Avinu was able to walk in straight in front of Paro. He didn't have to bow down. I got this hidden message over here. And that is Yaakov Avinu, we know, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov Avinu represents Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu also says, Torah, Moshe Emes, the Sarosei Emes. The Emes never gives in to the Sheker. The one that's the pinnacle of Emes, the one that is the quintessential Emes, that remains Emes, like by Mordechai. Mordechai, lo yichrav, lo yishtachaveh. He went with the 100% pure Emes. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu stands for. And that's what Yaakov Avinu stands for. Pelad the Kemaisa. The Chofetz Chaim. Somebody was made. He was riding with the Chofetz Chaim on a wagon. The Chofetz Chaim was already old, you know, and he's bent over and he fell asleep. In Poland, by the crossroads, wherever the road split, there was a big tzeilim. So this fellow noticed that whenever the wagon passed by a crossroads, Chofetz Chaim, who was asleep, he straightened up. Hazay, they passed by, and again, he fell into his slumber. Hagam, he was asleep. I don't even know. Ruach HaKadosh doing, and Hashemayim didn't allow him to be bent over to show he's being machmir himself. But somehow or other, whenever they passed the crossroads, when there was a tzeilim there, the Chofetz Chaim straightened up. Dos idos. Okay. A guten Shabbos. What?
So Rabbi also said that the one that kept her inside didn't die. So then we also had to go in.